On this Thursday morning, the 13th day of November, Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois, joins us to discuss the overnight trade and expectations for the rest of the day in Chicago. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Morning, Todd.
Well, we've been watching a squeeze that's been transportation-related in soybean meal and its impact on the marketplace. It appears things remain in place. I don't know whether the upsurge is another part of that meal tail or not. You can tell me.
I think we are. We're still, that's been the bean story all along, is what meal was doing. And yesterday there was certainly a lot of talk about imports of meal and talking about 4 to 6 cargoes of meal coming from South America into Wilmington, North Carolina. That is a significant amount, but hogs and poultry in that region need meal every single day. U.S. Gulf prices for beans, Todd, are still a buck under what they are in Brazil, but certainly the rise in, which has been a tremendous rise in the value of the U.S. dollar, has made imports of South American beans and or meal look somewhat advantageous.
Now, put this all in balance for me, based on the fundamental supply on the ground in the United States, corn and soybeans both, and your view going forward through the end of the year and maybe the first couple of months of 2015 and what producers might be thinking or should be considering for storage options.
First of all, the beans are seeing a front-loaded situation where all the exports going to Asia. China's been loading from just about every port available. I think that means that you should be selling beans here. The basis is good. The board's rallied a dollar plus. I think storage of beans looks probably less like a good event than does corn. Corn, we're still kind of struggling. I think there's these big outside piles. They're going to take a long time to pick up. It may be that our basis doesn't improve overnight, but commercials certainly have been supporting both the corn and the beans. I'd wait a little to sell corn. I like the carry in the market looking at the July up here in the 412 area, whereas the nearby only at 383 says go ahead and store corn.